Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with headlines this morning. Markets tread water. Data prints in focus. Politics dominate sentiment. That feels like a Groundhog Day, does it not?
Yes, Groundhog Day indeed. However, we have had quite a big data dump this morning, certainly in the UK, with RPI numbers coming in slightly less than expected, CPI slightly less than expected, PPI less than expected. So, look, numbers, inflation numbers not looking great in the UK. Little bit kind of disappointing. However, certainly the CPI, which is kind of the core figure that the Bank of England looks at, predicted to be 3.2%. It's coming at 3%. Mark Carney will still have to write a letter, but I think he can rest a little bit easier. Maybe it makes him feel a bit better about the quarter point rate hike that we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I think more so is politics dominating, and we're looking at what's going on with the UK government. A bit of a stalemate again with Brexit talks, to and fro there. That's an issue. And when you look at the pound at the moment, that's been selling off. There isn't really a reason to buy the pound, unfortunately. Has that fed through to the FTSE? Well, before we've seen a correlation between a sell-off and the pound, FTSE push higher. We're not seeing that now, so it feels that trade has moved to one side for a little bit. We've got the FTSE trading around the 7,400 level. That's kind of a key level. May see some buyers come in. But there really is kind of little to whet the appetite when you're looking at the pound and looking at indices at the moment. I think investors now are getting quite savvy and saying, look, let's look at individual stock picks and we want to see results and look at growth stories, and that's where investors are putting their money.
Understood. OK, so let's move to a FTSE stock. Should we be buying Tesco's this morning?
Well, Tesco's, I mean, there's two positive news stories here for Tesco's. The deal's been cleared for the Booker deal.
That, yep.
I mean, that's taken forever and a day to come through, but actually positive. It's what Tesco wanted. It means they can focus on that integration. They're not worrying about the legal costs and that ongoing. So good news for Tesco's. Actually, the Kantar report market share is positive for Tesco's. We've got the lead up to Christmas in your local Tesco stores. Obviously, they're pushing Christmas very, very hard. People are buying mince pies that go out of date by the end of November. I've always had a problem with that, but there you are. So look, it's gearing up to be an interesting, certainly for the supermarkets, but certainly the high street retailers. This Christmas it's going to be make or break. There was talk yesterday that actually the number of high street shops that are closing down is declining, which is good news. Don't get me wrong, but I think 2018 is going to be a key year. I think we're going to see, as we saw a few years ago, a lot of retailers going to the wall. Big names are going to disappear from the high street in 2018.
Let's talk small caps. Zoo Digital, what's caught your attention
there? Yeah, well, this certainly isn't a high street retailer. Zoo Digital, AIM listed stock. It's a stellar performance in the back end of this year, gone from 9p up to around 65p. It's great move to the upside. And what do? Well, they're involved in writing subtitles and dubbing. Maybe we need to get them in for this show. Subtitles and dubbing for films and television, digital environment. And the key thing is, they're the preferred supplier of Netflix, and we see the Netflix booming. That is key. So it's allowing companies to, that if the written English or the spoken language is in English, to reach out to Far East audiences, that's boosting their revenue. Zoo Digital piggybacking on the back of it. The stock has had a good performance this year. However, posted a net loss yesterday, but they're seeing their revenues grow and grow.
Understood. Let's talk about currencies. The Great British Pound against the US dollar, 130.97, and the Euro Great British Pound cross 89.46. Pleased I'm not trading those currency pairs.
Yeah, a little bit dull, but I mean, the key thing now is for the pound is it's why do you buy it? And that's the problem. We've got the political issues, we've got the data points. Look, you can have some stellar numbers come in, but the Bank of England aren't going to raise rates.
Rates, yeah.
And that's the key thing. So the drivers really are, well, Brexit, we've spoken about that many a time, and maybe the dollar. You know, the Fed, it's nailed on that there's going to be a hot rate hike in December. But look for data prints coming out from the US. And if we see some weak data points, that could push the dollar lower. And, well, American buddies are going to help push up the pound on the back of it.
Understood. Let's go on to broker upgrades. So the Royal Mail today, Bernstein. New recommendation, outperform. They used to be very good in the old days when I was in that game.
Yeah, the reason I picked this out, Royal Mail had their numbers out on Thursday. Now, we see with the street generally broker upgrading, downgrade after results. It's nice to see someone actually saying, do you know what, we're going to make a call on this ahead
before
of the
numbers.
Whether they know something or not, I doubt it. But they've obviously done their homework. They expect the numbers potentially to be better. We've got Royal Mail numbers, obviously leading up into the important Christmas period. But I just like the fact that they've stuck their neck out and said, look, ahead of numbers, we're going to put a target on this.
Right, core number today, 5-2.
Yes, this isn't the time I go to lunch. It is the odds of a general election potentially next year.
Ladbrokes price yesterday, right?
Exactly. So what does that mean for the UK economy? Look, will there be a general election in the midst of the Brexit negotiations?
There's got to be a reasonable chance, right?
There has. I think I was speaking to Conor Campbell on the show, and he rightly said, in any other situation, if we didn't have the Brexit talks, May would be gone, we'd be having a general election.
Yep.
However, there's two things. Who else is going to steer the ship, and do you actually want to rock the boat whilst we're having negotiations with the EU? The IMF have actually come out and said, a plague on both your houses. It is bad for Europe if UK and Europe don't get themselves sorted out. Bad for both parties. So there's a vested interest, you know, whether it's soft, hard, get the deal done, let's move on. I don't think there'll be a general election next year.
You sound like a politician. Okay, let's go to the economic calendar today. PPI for October in the US, 130, very dull.
Very, very dull. The major data has come out. We've had GDP numbers out of the Eurozone, zoo numbers out of Germany. Look, the numbers generally a little bit better across the board than the UK, slightly lighter than expected. But look ahead, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, big data prints as well coming out of the US and Europe and UK to look out for.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Talking about money is hard. People all over the world were taught never to talk about money, politics, sex, or religion in polite company. But on this show, my goal is to remove money from that list. And so I'm excited to bring you 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning from Blind Nil Audio and executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines. Follow and listen to 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning with me, Carl Richards, wherever you get your podcasts.